This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sadness aside, and get to the good stuff, including a visit in this hour from Dr. Ron Hoffman on the first case of Ebola diagnosed here in our country. What does that put us? What does his expertise bring us around to understanding with regard to this and whether you should be worried or not? I would say no, but it's good to be aware. There's a difference between being aware and being worried, if you know what I mean. But one of the things that worries me, I don't know if it worries Ken Kessler, who's here at my side. Richie's at my side, and Jennifer's at my side. The airstrikes against ISIS are not working. Why are they not working? They are not working because we don't have good intel. So why don't we have good intel? And then we go around to
CIA. What do you mean they're not working?
Well, the most of the airstrikes have not
right now
hit.
They're attacking the refineries that they're making money with to try and take away their revenue stream.
Yeah, but I'm talking about going after the leaders of ISIS. They've had supposedly targeted airstrikes aimed at trying to wipe out the leadership. I'm not talking about the oil wells, the oil fields. Those are easy to hit. You know where they are. But supposedly they have gotten weak or no intelligence at all. They have, you wonder when you get back, you go to movies, you watch these TV shows and how these people infiltrate the various groups, whether that sort of story is true or it isn't true. I've often wondered, how do they get their intel? How does the CIA know where this person is or that person is? Especially in some, they have to be guarding these people to the nth degree. They got to be surrounded to the nines.
Right, and that's exactly how they get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They pay off somebody. These people do anything for money.
All right. So if that's the case, then why is our intel not good?
Because they'll lie, too.
Okay.
What
I'm trying not to do is do what I have done already today and yesterday and last week and last month.
Just go on a rant.
On about how effective or ineffective everything is the government touches. But what other conclusion would you draw from the fact that we are spending $1 million a day in armaments ordnance, right? Mm-hmm. Ordnance to wipe out these people in the Islamic State. So far, they really haven't hit anybody. They've spent all this money. They're weakening their hold on the oil industries that are there.
Right. It was my understanding that right now, that's basically what their intentions are, is to kind of hit their revenue, hit them in the pocketbook.
Well,
and take away their ability to fund themselves to the extent that
they don't have any money, they can't do those big attacks.
Okay, so then how about this for devil's advocate? You ready? You're going to chuckle or maybe you won't chuckle. You'll throw something at the radio. All the environmental pollution that's coming from blowing up all those oil wells.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't have to say anything else. Okay, all these people in this administration are worried about the environment, and if they're blowing up the oil wells and all that pollution is going in the atmosphere, what are they doing to us? Is that worth thinking about? Maybe not.
That's funny.
But it's something.
Irony, that's for sure.
It is irony, yeah, right. And then you think about how we have perhaps a limited supply of oil and the planet needs fossil fuels, so if we're blowing it all up, at what point are we wasting all this precious resource? Is there a better way of doing it? And those people would say, yeah, put boots on the ground and go after, put the SEAL team in, find out where these guys are, and just shoot them.
But no one's going to like that either.
Why? We liked it before. We got Osama bin Laden that way.
I know. But you have people saying, oh, wait, no boots on the ground. No boots on the ground.
You ever take your kid to the arcade?
No.
No. There's a game in the arcade where there's a little soft hammer, a mallet.
Yeah.
And little gophers pop up out of the hole, and you have, it's called whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
And whenever you whack-a-mole or whack a terrorist, another one pops up out of another hole.
Really?
So it's nice to be able to think that there's one leader that you can go take out with SEAL Team 6 and be done with it. Mm. But unfortunately, it's just not that easy.
Well, but all of them have these. We had, remember how wonderfully we felt when Obama and all the people sat around the TV and watched as Osama bin Laden was getting blasted.
We got him.
All that was a psychological moment. Of course, you're not going to get these guys by killing one of them, two of them, 10 of them, 20 of them, 400 of them. There's always going to be somebody else.
That's scary. Yeah.
Right. You have to teach people that this is not the way to live. We have to, by example, not be saying one thing and doing something else. That's why so many people dislike
us. It's just so hard. We live in another century than these people.
Yes, we do. That's true.
We live in a whole different world.
So is that their fault? We're holding them accountable.
It's just the way it is.
Using our standards. All right, let's get to the world's heaviest pumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a nice segue. Yeah.
The title.
I think I just hurt my neck.
Don't fall off your seat, though, Richie.
Ow.
The title of the world's heaviest pumpkin, or pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Goes to a Swiss farmer. What are you doing?
Don't say pumpkin. It drives me crazy.
I always say pumpkin when I'm talking about Dogfish Head Ale because it's P-U-N-K-I-N.
No, you say it to everything else. Annoy pumpkin. Me. That's why you say it. Anyway. The story of the heaviest pumpkin at DougStephan.com. Look at the picture of this thing. 2,096 pounds. I grew one. We had a 1,400-pound pumpkin here. Grew on the farm once. I had a contest between me and the other farmer, and I kept every day putting cow manure around it as it was growing bigger and bigger and bigger. I think I beat him by about 40 pounds.
Did you carve it out and make a little playhouse out of it?
No, we broke it and fed it to the cows.
Oh.
We got pictures of it. So let's see here. A Swiss gardener named Benny Mayer, Charlotte's not evidently enjoying this too much. Can you hear her snoring? Listen. Hold on. Now she's not going to snore anymore.
Can you hear me snoring?
Yeah, that's not Charlotte. That's the audience.
Oh, really? All right. Well, I just thought it would be interesting to talk about the picture and the story at DougStephan.com of the world's heaviest pumpkin. But if you don't want to play, then we'll bring in Dr. Ron Hoffman with some serious update info on the Ebola situation and what you need to know. That's next here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on Good Day at 16 past the hour. His website, drhoffman.com, is the home of his newsletter called Intelligent Medicine, and it is Intelligent Medicine, written by an intelligent doctor for intelligent patients. So if you're intelligent and you want to know more, get more intelligence, you ought to read Dr. Hoffman's newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman.com. So the paramedics, the ER staff that were observing this fellow from Liberia that came to Dallas, there are three fire rescue paramedics, a couple of emergency room workers at the Presbyterian Hospital who have been under observation. They took him off work because they had contact with this guy from Liberia. What do we need to know about them, about this? Other than the stupidity of us not just shutting down, not offering or allowing people to come here from these countries, which is mind-boggling in itself, why there are visas being issued to people from these countries. At any rate, that's a political thing. What about the health aspects of this, Ron?
Well, this actually surprises me because I thought that the first cases would pop up in a place nearer to Africa, in Europe or in the Middle East. And it turns out that it seems the first case out of Africa that's not a healthcare worker returning from the field was this Liberian gentleman who initially was, you know, went to the hospital, he was sick. They said, oh, take some antibiotics and go home. Okay, no problem. Yeah, 2 days later, he comes back, you know, in an ambulance screaming with sirens. And now his family and a bunch of healthcare workers were exposed to the virus. All indications are that we can contain this. We do have a public health infrastructure in place in the United States, and I think in sharp contrast to Africa, where the system is really broken down. Mm-hmm. And we can isolate these people. We have the expertise to do epidemiology. That is, unless we reach a critical mass where there are just so many victims of this, or the virus transforms itself so that it's more transmissible. And then that would really overwhelm our capacity to quarantine, isolate, and treat.
I'm looking at pictures of these people in their garb, the way they're all dressed. They look like
spacesuits.
They look like out of a Spider-Man movie or something like that. But just to calm people down, again, underscoring what you said about how we know how to handle something like that here versus over there. But again, why there isn't some sort of political quarantine on these people is beyond anybody's imagination that has any imagination or common sense.
Well, it's a huge risk. And I think the people on the plane have the right to feel indignant that they let this guy on who had been in the hot zone, literally, and then found his way onto a plane of innocent passengers, probably transferred from a flight from Africa to a flight from a place where nobody knew from this.
London to Dallas, American Airlines.
Yep.
And why would they let him on? Well, they wouldn't really know. I mean, they wouldn't have that information, would they?
No, look, it's not something where there's early screening. He wasn't symptomatic. Mm-hmm. They think that it's unlikely that this can be transmitted in an asymptomatic carrier. You have to be pretty sick to transmit it.
Right.
So they think, but they don't know all that much about the transmissibility of this.
We have a story at DougStefan.com about this study that warns people not to drink warm bottled water. I'm trying to figure out whether warm because it was left in the sun, the plastic disintegrates, and that affects the water. What do you see in this, Ken?
Well, just the other day, I was like rummaging around in the refrigerator, and I saw a bottle in the refrigerator of water that I'd kept for weeks, as somebody had given it to me. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend said, "Don't drink that. Pour it out." And I said, "Why? It should be perfectly fine." She said, "It's been sitting there in the plastic for God knows how long, even in a cold temperature environment, the plastic leaches into the water, especially when it's hot. You can actually smell the aroma of plastic in these things.
Yeah.
That's not good."
Yeah. You have the same situation I do. You live with your girlfriend, and she's always going through the refrigerator.
She's on my case.
What about all the hot things in the house? She's cleaned everything out, too, right? Throwing everything. All the old stuff. Get rid of it. Actually, everything around me is much cleaner than it was. And I think that also, not being facetious, one of the things you need to think about is the atmosphere in which you live. Is there a lot of dust in it? We haven't cleaned the place up for a long time in terms of the heating units and
dust,
fire,
chemicals, all kinds of junk in the environment.
So you need to clean that all up and keep your house clean. All right, sign up for Dr. Ron Hoffman's newsletter. Go to drhoffman, 2 F's, drhoffman.com. Always good to have you here, Ron, with your information. Thank you. 21 at the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Glad to help you out. For those of you wondering why we're playing this, it's October the 1st of October, right? As October begins, we think of Halloween, All Hallows Eve.
Oh, my kids.
What are they going to be?
Sean wants to be a ninja.
Really?
And he'd like me to buy him a real sword.
No.
And Juliana wants to be a...
Why would he want you to buy him a real sword?
Because he hates the rubber ones because they look so fake.
I'm with him.
Okay. Yeah. Now, yeah, you want him to... A 10-year-old be walking around with a sword. Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, no, you don't want a fake costume.
No. Yeah. I didn't say I wanted. I said he wanted.
I'm talking about Jennifer.
Jennifer, bad influence.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have to deal with the repercussions.
Can you imagine her as a mother? Oh, it's okay,
yes.
Kid. Go get a sword. A real sword.
I would be an awesome mom. Thank you very much. But I also understand how a kid wants the real deal. You know, we don't want no fake sword. Come on.
Yeah.
Thinking about buying a fur coat for my Halloween costume. Like $5,000.
They don't want any fake fur coats. And then they throw paint at you. The PW will be throwing paint all over you.
That's right.
Our poll today, because it is the 1st of October, when do you buy your Halloween candy? A, I already bought it. B, in another week or two. C, I wait till the last minute so I don't eat it.
As late as possible.
D, I don't buy Halloween candy. All right, so I have, I'll confess, I have this big jar. Meredith has gotten me the personalized M&M's. And these were always my favorite trick-or-treating as a
youngster. What do they say on them?
Well, let's see here. One of them says... says Dudley and Meredith. That's one of them.
Aww.
That's so cute. Very nice. Let's see. This one says...
She's way too nice for you, man. How did you deal? Yeah. How did you land that deal?
I'm in a very good place. Thank you very much. What does this say? Dudley... I can't read the rest of that one.
Just kidding.
That's great. She buys him M&M's with personalized M&M's and his eyes aren't good enough to read them.
She calls this place Dudley World. No, isn't that so much.
Hey, we have four M&Ms. Or five. We got a bunch of, we have a bone, M&M's with bones on them.
Where's my magnifying glass? I can't read this damn M&M.
Megan, we're having a shower for Megan. We're not. I'm not involved in it. On Saturday, Megan's coming home for a week, and she's having her baby in December. So Meredith got a whole bunch of these M&Ms with all kinds of things on them that are aimed at Megan's son, whom I am now calling Fred, because they won't tell. They've settled in on a name, but they won't say. And I think that's
what's
fine.
What's the Fred? What's the birth date? What do they think?
Christmas-ish.
Really? Isn't her birthday the 26th?
Yeah, 27th. Good for you, Richie.
Wow, 27th. Wow.
She doesn't want to have it on Christmas. She doesn't want to have it on the 27th. But because she has to have a C-section, there's a week, a window, unless she goes into labor. So she's planning it for the 29th. So let's see how that all works out.
Yeah, that's best late. No matter what, it's a tough week. My wife's birthday is Christmas Day.
I know. It's tough, isn't it, to have birthday?
Mine's December 3rd, and yes. It's still tough.
Yeah.
You kind of miss out.
It's tough for you to get to.
No matter. Yeah, if you're within 30 days of Christmas, it's tough.
All right. Our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com, before the Major League playoffs begin, what there are a couple of wild card games. Which team do you hope advances? Let's see how this shook out. 38% of you said the Royals. See, that's the way
there you go.
It worked out well for you last night. 29% of you said the Pirates. Yeah. You know, I still have the prejudice toward the National League as an American League town. Isn't it silly? I mean, another reason
for it. You're an East guy. Why are you liking the National League?
Well, I just think because I want to be different, Richie. 28% said the San Francisco Giants. 5% said the Oakland A's. There's something about the Oakland A's.
Boo on the Giants.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah,
boo.
Me too.
Boo.
Well, isn't
the
that
only ones really
as a Nats fan, I have to say.
Wasn't that the guy who, Al Davis, isn't he the guy that owns the Giants?
Davis owns the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, he does. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't like him. All right, 28 after the hour. Everybody likes us. This is Good Day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It's called caregiver burnout. Amy Goyer, AARP's caregiving specialist.
You have those moments when you just don't care about anything, about your loved ones' care, about your relationships, about your work, about your own health. You just feel like blah.
I'm a caregiver. I've been there.
You're sort of lost in this vastness of being a caregiver, and you don't have your own identity.
I take care of a relative who has severe depression. For a time, her sorrows became my own. I got professional help for me and learned how to not get sucked in by her moods and anger. For Amy, taking care of her dad at home poses big challenges. He has Alzheimer's.
Accept offers from friends and family who can help you, and if you're not getting enough help from other family members, you might try family mediation and work out a plan so that the burden is not so heavy on you.
For more tips, check out AARP's Caregiving Resource Center. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says, Heal on Wheels. Wait. Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right? Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, Go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day time is 33 after the hour. The Doug Stafford Good Day program on the air with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Jennifer Horn inside the world of what's going on. Here's what you need to know. At the White House today, is Israel's Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, is going to meet with President Obama to discuss the situation in the Gaza, among other things.
I wonder if he'll ring the doorbell or just let himself in.
Well, has he got a key?
He'll probably run right through and get on down to the East Room.
All right. And with that in mind, the accused intruder who entered the White House with a weapon due in court today, what are they going to do? How do they look like anything but stupid if they go after this guy? Honestly, what do you think ought to happen to this fellow? 888-302-3684.
They ought to fall on him like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. But why? Because they're inept?
Right.
No, because you've got to discourage other people from thinking that that's okay and they can do it too. Nothing will happen.
Yeah.
They should have shot him.
They should have.
Good. Yeah.
I can't believe they tackled him in the White House.
They should have shot him. They didn't have to shoot to kill him. They should have shot him in the leg.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not that good. They're not that bright. They're not that well organized.
They're completely
inept.
You know what I heard yesterday?
And so I don't think this guy should have any. The consequence is that he gets help because that's what he needs.
He definitely needs help, but you know, that's no excuse.
Sure it is. It's a terrific excuse.
You're going to let everybody off?
No.
Killed 14 people. I'm mentally insane. Let me go.
He killed 14 people?
No, but where do you draw the line?
I draw the line at killing 14 people.
How about one?
Yeah, one, two.
How about I just maimed somebody?
All right, what is the point of your, what are you trying to say? We're both going in two different directions here.
Well, no, the
this
statistic
guy was
that I heard
a soldier who couldn't get treatment because the VA is so screwed
and it's
up.
It's disgusting.
And he wants to make a point of it. So whether he had a weapon with him or not, the fact that he jumped over the wall, nobody saw him as he strolled to the White House and walked in the back door, that's not his fault. His fault was signing up for the service and putting his life on the line for our country.
That's I was with you until I heard he had a weapon.
Right.
The weapon changes everything. It really does.
I don't think
does.
The weapon changes
the fact
anything.
That a guy could, yeah.
What's he
going to
do when he gets in there? Is he? You think he's going to use it?
Stab I don't know. And kill somebody.
Yeah. That's not been established.
Oh, my God. Listen to you.
Not been established.
Yeah, I'm so
sick and tired of people. This whole country is so ineptly run. It's so ingrained. This guy, he volunteers to go into the service of our country. He puts his life on the line.
And we're all with you there.
Post-traumatic stress, yeah. And nobody's paying any attention to him. So how
I
else
am,
do you get attention?
Me.
Yeah. All right, so how I don't know what he was going to do with
how
that gun.
How else do you get attention?
Was it a gun or a knife?
Listen to you. How else do you get attention? You jump the fence of the White House, you run into the White House with a knife in your
hand. Nothing else seems to work. Look at the VA. Look at all it's taken to even get people to pay attention to what's going on in the VA.
All right, you want me to make you even more upset?
Go ahead.
I heard yesterday that of the 10 or 11,000 employees of the Secret Service, like 87% of them have been there for less than 5 years.
Yeah. Hmm. Almost
top of the line. Top of the line.
Yeah. What's that tell you?
Tells you that there's not well run in the last 5 or 6 years. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Another. It's an impolite. What is an inconvenient truth? Is that these people don't know how to run anything and they're there. So what do we do about it? You keep letting them make these mistakes without them being held accountable? The way to hold them accountable, I guess, is to vote against their party in November. If that's the only way you can make them accountable, who knows whether the other party's any better. The last guy wasn't. He was an inept boob, too. So it goes from the top down. And then the management of that place, the building, the facility, the city, the country, it all flows up. What did the sign on Harry Truman's desk said? The buck stops here. There's no further place for it to roll up the hill.
Well, they were talking yesterday. The Secret Service was transferred from the Treasury Department to the Homeland Security, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're debating whether that was a good move.
Yeah.
And then you have the Secret Service, who oversees all counterfeiting and fraud. Counterfeiting.
Treasury Department.
So that's a Treasury Department thing. So,
it's a mess. It is. Okay, so we can't fix that. Let's move to something else, the Ebola thing. The former Bosnian Serb leader, Radovan Karadze. How many people remember him? The movie that was made. Remember that movie that Gene Hackman was the admiral and Owen Wilson? One of the Wilson brothers was the jet pilot. Jet fighter pilot.
Right.
Remember it was a Beyond Enemy Lines or something like that?
Right.
Is that what it was called?
Right.
That was the guy who basically
Behind
was,
Enemy Lines. Yeah.
Right. The Serb leader was this guy, Radovan, K-A-R-A-D-Z-I-K. Your check. How do you pronounce that, Jennifer?
I don't know. Say it again. K-R.
What? You're not paying attention to me?
No, I was just spelling
it. No,
in.
You just went to sleep.
No, she
nodded off. I can tell when
that's
you
nodded off. That's not true.
Yeah,
we have these little things called blurps, sir. So go ahead. K-R what?
K-A-R-A-D-Z-I-C.
Yeah, see, I needed to hear it in. Krodzik? Krodzik?
Well, you can't do any better than I can.
No, I know. I'm only checking, you know, here in America. Check American.
I see.
She just likes polka and beer.
I can tell you this, though. Bialika Mishushko Vokalalanem, Tomadela, 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 Totem Maliki, Hujula Zekal, Demikos, Nick Masno Brozik, or Hujula Hujula Semiskopo.
Okay. Rich, I hope you bleep that.
God bless you.
All right, so anyway, Karadzic faces 11 genocide charges linked to the Bosnian War that left 100,000 people dead. And all he's going to get is a life sentence if he's found guilty. Why don't they dig a hole and put him in with all the people that he... Do you realize that this guy was the worst butcher since Hitler? 100,000 people lined up and they'd kill thousands of them at a time, dig a big hole, and just push them in it. That's what this guy deserves. That's all he deserves. You realize, again, man's inhumanity, man. I don't even know. I know this is going to put my blood pressure up again. I just can't imagine that these kind of people exist on this planet, but they do.
Doesn't it make you, I mean, as crazy as things are here, doesn't it make you grateful that we live
here? Yes, we have to. We absolutely.
Every
much
day.
As stupid stuff goes on.
The way I justify all of this craziness in the world is if it weren't for the craziness, I wouldn't be able to appreciate the life that I've been given.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's true.
Well, it's helped that you knew me.
that's done wonders.
Wow. It's not that you've known me.
My whole life was just misery and turmoil until I met you.
I settled you down. Look at
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
McFadden first started working here, he was a lecherous boob out all night, every night, drinking beer, hanging around with
good old days.
Loose women.
That's right.
And he had to get up. He had to be responsible. He had to get up and get to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I stopped all of that stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then he settled down. He found this nice woman. If it hadn't been for me, you'd still be out bumbling and fumbling around.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
I got to give you
Let's
that. I'll never forget when I first took this job. I was like, I don't want to turn my life upside down forever.
Yeah, I don't want to come into it, especially to work with this jerk.
I'll do it for 60 days.
Imagine
find
that.
Somebody
His
else.
Choice was Blanquita Cullum or me.
And I will never forget she called me quitter. That was so great.
Oh my
when
God.
I told her I was going to stay on the morning show. Quitter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, where is she and where am I? I guess that would be the question.
She's around.
Yeah, she is.
She's around.
Yep. She visits. Well,
she's got grandbabies now that she plays with all the time.
Is it Jimmy or the daughter that has the kids?
Both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, back to the serious matter of Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi. What is the story behind the story here? We're going to have Dennis Davis with us. He is a veteran. He has PTSD. I want to actually ask him about the guy that jumped the fence, as well as talking to him about Tamarisi. That's up next here on Good Day.
GEICO presents Strange Saving Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word GEICO. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to GEICO.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, you the man. It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater. Open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat. Engineered to kill. One has paper based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those to death.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
Restless leg syndrome, or RLS, is a chronic neurologic disorder that causes unpleasant sensations in the legs and an uncontrollable urge to move them. Most symptoms occur at night, so many people with RLS experience sleep disturbances. Moderate to severe RLS, which occurs in 2 to 3% of U.S. adults, can have a big effect on patients' lives as well as those around them. Just ask Eve, a photographer living with RLS.
The tingling sensation in my legs kept me up at night. And over time, I developed significant health problems because I couldn't sleep. I tried different ways to make the sensation stop, including hitting my legs. My husband told me it was very hard for him to see me going through that.
Currently, there is no cure for RLS, but many treatment options are available to help manage symptoms. For more information, visit www.relieve-restless-legs.com. That's www.relieve-restless-legs.com.
A winner is someone who recognizes his talents, works his tail off to develop them, and uses what he has developed to accomplish his goals. Larry Bird, one of the great basketball players in the modern era, said that, and I thought it was worth a moment. As we introduce you to Dennis Davis, who is a veteran, has PTSD, spent 15 years of highly decorated service, two different branches of the military, active duty Navy and Air Force Reserve, deployed twice, once in support of operations in Iraq, and then he served in Afghanistan as well. The author of Not Your Average Joe, Profiles of Military Core Values and Why They Matter in the Private Sector. So, may I ask you, I have two trails, Mr. Davis. What was your rank when you, you're still in the Air Force Reserve, are you not?
I am. I am a captain in the Air Force Reserve.
All right, so Captain Davis, I'm going to call you that. It makes me feel like I'm really addressing you as I should. The fellow who jumped the fence, who's suffering, as you did, from post-traumatic stress disorder and not getting any treatment, what do you think should happen to him?
Well, I think for the crime that he committed, he should be responsible for that. But absolutely, he needs to be able to get the treatment that the and the help that the country has promised him, and that the VA system continues to let him and millions of other veterans down, not just for PTSD, but for all kinds of issues that they have, service connected, related to the issues that they've been through their service.
Have you had treatment, and has it been okay in the VA?
Not from that, but I've had my issues with the VA, and still having issues with the VA, and to the point where I had a medical professional tell me, going in and saying, you know, I'd like to get this disabled parking permit signed. I have back issues. That's why I got out of the Navy before I went back into the Air Force after 9/11. And she told me, well, I don't want to do that because you might be labeled as disabled. Well, I am a service-connected disabled veteran. That's why I'm here seeing you. So just a complete disconnect from, I think, reality is what we're finding with the VA now.
Disconnect and disrespect, and it's obscene. Okay, that's absolutely my read on that. Let's go to Sergeant. Am I pronouncing his name? Is it Tom Morisi? Is that how he pronounced his name?
Tom Morisi is what I've heard. I don't know him personally, obviously, but Tom Morisi is what I've heard. Mm-hmm. So close.
All right, so there were a couple of veterans who went to the White House last week who were protesting or asking the president to intervene to free this sergeant. Will that sort of thing do any good?
You know, from what we've seen out of this administration, I would say no. But I think we need to stand in support of him. He seemed to have made an honest mistake. I wasn't there, but he seemed to have made an honest mistake. He seemed to claim it. And I think it goes counter to what the general public sees of PTSD. He wasn't violent. He didn't go across the border of Mexico with guns blazing. He wasn't trying to hurt anybody. He seems to be confused.
But much the same as the description of the guy who jumped over the fence, by the way. As an anecdotal reference, same
thing. Absolutely, he didn't throw bombs over the fence, and he did something wrong. He'll pay for that, but there are other underlying issues that go completely counter to what the general public thinks PTSD actually is.
Well, 134,000 people have signed a petition asking for his release that went to the White House as well with these two. And again, I don't want to make this all about the White House, but I do want to have people in the time that we have here understand what this man is facing. What's going to happen to this fellow? Best case scenario, worst case scenario?
Well, you know, best case is that at some point soon he gets freed and he can come back here and get the treatment that he needs. He can go on and live a very healthy life. Worst case scenario, he's already had one suicide attempt, and 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. PTSD has to play into that. There's no question about the trauma that you've seen and how that plays into, you know, the consequences that come later in life as a result. So I think best case, he can get the help that he needs. Worst case is not something I don't think any of us want to talk about, just based on the trauma that he's apparently been through and the actions that he's taken since then.
So he's in this jail in Mexico. There was a psychiatrist that was supposed to travel there to, question him? Is that it? How is this psychiatrist going to work on the case?
Well, I read recently, I think just yesterday, that that there was somebody that has officially said he has PTSD, and so if the defense and the prosecution can agree that, yes, he has that, then they can agree that Mexico doesn't have the resources to be able to do that, to treat that, and mm-hmm. he should be released on humanitarian grounds, which would be ideal. You know, if he's, I think he's more than paid the price for the crime right. that he committed yeah. by accidentally going mm-hmm. in.
Could the president pick up a phone, call the president of Mexico, and say, will you release this guy, and that would work?
You know, I've never been the president of the United States, but I would have to believe it would have some power.
I would like to have you run. Can we arrange that? You could run for president. I think it would be nice. President Dennis Davis here on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have you been good enough to explain all this?
First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear.
Yes?
I never explain anything.
Pour a spoonful of sugar, helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. The medicine go down.
Close your mouth, please, Michael. We are not a codfish.
Sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Practically perfect in every way.
So, from Mary Poppins' movie music called A Spoonful of Sugar, who doesn't remember this? What child, no matter what age, no matter what generation, hasn't seen Mary Poppins? And if you have children or grandchildren who haven't seen Mary Poppins, you doggone well ought to get them to see Mary Poppins. Julie Andrews' birthday today, 79 years old, still seems to have it. A very pleasant, entertaining lady. The subject matter of saving Mr. Banks, also the focus. The Mary Poppins story as written by the lady who was given some credit. Most everybody gives the credit to Disney for telling the story, but this woman, I can't remember her name. Well, it was not. Her father's name was Banks. What was her name? Anybody remember Chucker? The lady who wrote Mary Poppins,
remember.
The subject of the movie earlier this year.
Remember her name.
Yeah. I don't. It was a great movie, though.
It was a good movie, yeah, right. And we're here to talk about movies. How about that? Chucker has some movie news. Magic Mike, extra large. Extra large. Maybe in your future, stand by for that news and other movie news coming up here on Good Day.
Attention.
Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
Chuck Curry, Movie Man on Good Day. What's the latest on Magic Mike Extra Extra Large?
Yes, I just noticed the subtitle there yesterday, which is pretty
I thought it was Roman numeral. I thought it was
I believe he has complete creative control over the sequel.
Channing Tatum?
As we were just speaking off air, he's had a very nice career for a guy that a lot of people initially sort of laughed or scoffed at him, said, you know, he couldn't act, and he's not going to last. He's certainly lasted.
He knows how to make it work.
A strong impact.
Yep, very much so. He's in every, people are asking me all kinds of roles. He and Wahlberg, we were talking about this, the people that work all the time, Samuel L. Jackson. You think Matthew McConaughey has it now more than anybody else. I'd say Denzel Washington would be on that short list. Robert Downey Jr.
Also.
Be on that list. Who else would be on that short list of men?
Well, Tom Hanks is still a Hanks. Pretty powerful guy in the business.
Yeah. And then on the women's side, Sandra Bullock would be there. Meryl Streep would be there. Julia Roberts would be there. Who else would be there?
Jennifer Aniston.
I know she does comedy, but Melissa McCarthy has a lot of influence in the business right now.
True.
All right, let's keep going.
I don't know if you like her or not.
I don't like her at all.
Does.
Yeah. Okay, so Netflix is going into movie production with Crouching Tiger?
I believe there's a sequel to the movie Crouching Tiger, which came out, I think, about 10 or 12 years ago.
Mm.
I guess Harvey Weinstein cut a deal with Netflix to release the sequel on Netflix, and then a few days later it will be released in IMAX. A few major chains, including the Cinemark, say they refuse to show the film theatrically, which I don't blame them, because that could set a very dangerous precedent for movie theaters around the country, because if that takes foot and you start getting movies financed that go to Netflix first and not theaters, that could damage the business as a whole. I don't like the idea, but I think eventually it's been predicted. I think what you're going to see in the next 5, maybe 10 years is a movie coming out in theaters, and then within 3 weeks, you're going to have the ability to see it in any format you want, including, internet, iPhone, Blu-ray, and that's bad for theaters. That's just the bottom line.
All right, the bottom line. So what else do you have in the movie news department here?
Chris Nolan's Outer Space Adventure Interstellar, which opens on November 7th, starring Matthew McConaughey, clocking in a running time of a couple minutes short of 3 hours. Nowadays, that's a long sit in a movie theater. And production on the highly anticipated Batman vs. Superman has just moved from Detroit to Chicago. Chicago, like the Man of Steel, Doug, filling in for Metropolis. Detroit was Gotham City.
Really?
That movie will come out in the next 2 years.
How exciting is that, Chucker? Got us right on the edge of our seats, our movie seats. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.